Hi, Harley.
Hello, Jonathan Wright. How are you?
Well, hello. Are you Harley?
I am.
Yay!
I wanted to thank you because I've been taking niacinamide for 2 years. It took me a whole year to take little tiny doses to build up to the 3,000. And I called you maybe a couple weeks ago on the radio and asked about a few other things. And you said, because I was once sensitive to it, I should be checked to see if it's compatible for me. Well,
you betcha.
I did. And is it Virginia? I forgot her name.
Yes, it is. It
Virginia. Is. She tested me, and the niacinamide was not compatible along with three other vitamins.
Oh, my. Four of them.
Yeah,
wow.
Four of them. And so we got some more out of the dispensary, and so I ended up with another brand that tested fine. But I'm asking her to go through and test the other ones to find me a replacement.
You bet.
That is so vital. I had never considered your vitamin not working for you before. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And since we're on that topic, did you know, and I learned this from a doc back in South Carolina, by the way, it's not original with me, and it works. Did you know that when kids have been diagnosed with ADHD, that nearly all of those kids are actually sensitive to their own molecules in their own brains? It's not even a molecule from the outside. It's a molecule. There are things called neurotransmitters, which everybody's brain makes. And those kids, those poor kids, have somehow become hypersensitive to their own neurotransmitters. So every time they think they're setting off an allergy, no wonder they're hypersensitive. And after we learned that from the doc in North Carolina, why we started desensitizing kids with ADHD, and their parents were amazed. They just settled down dramatically. And you know what put a stop to that, ma'am? An act of Congress. Congress decided they were going to subsidize schools a couple thousand dollars for every kid with ADHD. So the word went out, do not send those kids off to get cured or we won't get our $2,000.
I'm not surprised, ma'am. That we need to do a whole revamping, don't we? But I appreciate all your information. I appreciate it that you saved me, and now I'm taking a good one, or one that's for me.
And I
look forward to taking the right products. And Dr. Sherman is my doctor, and he has all that information. So thank you again.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in to tell me and to tell everybody out there that some of us just happen to be sensitive to the most unusual things that most aren't, and we need to keep that in mind when we're having trouble with our health.
You know, I've told my family and several friends about what I experienced, and I said, you know, when you say that a vitamin isn't working for you or it hasn't worked for you, it, you know, you really owe yourself the opportunity to go in and be tested to see if there's another brand that will work for you.
Yeah,
and
or
so,
if all brands are bad, you just get desensitized to one of them, ma'am, which you've heard of too, desensitization, yes.
Oh, she didn't say I could be desensitized to the one that I was taking. She just got me a different one.
Well, that's the first step. Why bother desensitizing if you can find one that's compatible? But I've worked with people who are simply sensitive to every version of a certain vitamin or mineral or whatever, and those people, we just desensitize them, ma'am.
Excellent. Well, that's my next option. When she replaces those other ones, if she can't, then I just need to be desensitized to it.
Yep, and it's a safe procedure. Doesn't take long.
Thank you so much. Well, I look forward to getting all set with my regime.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling and getting the word out, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.